Hello, this is Ken Bechtel, the host of Finding You in the Goo Radio. I want to welcome you to your goo extraction toolbox. I also want to thank you for signing up for our Finding You in the Goo Radio guest updates. We'll keep you posted on the new guests that are coming up on our upcoming shows. And what we've got here with our toolbox is some essential tools for anyone who is wanting to enhance their life, to feel better about their life, to get out of the goo. These are ways that you can work with energy. Working with energy is what everything is about. As we all know, everything on this planet is made up of energy. And these tools allow you to work with that energy in a very healthy way, an effective and empowering manner that will help you to step out of that goo, to get clear of those distractions, those energies that are inhibiting you and restricting you from living the full life you desire. So these are tools that can facilitate working with energy, as we mentioned, releasing energies that don't serve you, and bringing in exactly what you want into your life, because that's really what working with energy is. As you find yourself in the goo and extract yourself from that goo, it's not a matter of resisting the goo. It's about filling in with exactly what you want for yourself so that the goo is inherently pushed away. So let's go ahead and get started with our first tool. The first one is what is known as a grounding. Now, some of you may have experience with this in other traditions or other teaching. I'm going to walk you through my version of a grounding. What this does, a grounding is sometimes also called a grounding cord. And what this allows is for you to have a way to release energy that no longer serves you. So, for example, there may be some energy that you took on at some point in your life, maybe out of responsibility, or just it was in resonance for you, so it worked for you at that time. But you've evolved, you've moved on with your life, and it doesn't serve you any longer. Perhaps it was something you took on from your parents when you were growing up, as they were helping to counsel you and advise you on how to move forward with your life. And now that you've matured, you have realized that maybe this doesn't work for you anymore. You have evolved, and that is not exactly where you need to be. So this tool will allow you to very easily and in an effort-free manner release those energies so that you can replenish yourself with the energies that are appropriate for you in this time. So let's go ahead and begin. If you're in a safe place where you can allow your eyes to shut, please go ahead and do that. If not, by all means, keep those eyes open if you're driving a car. But what we're going to do here is just allow your eyes to close. Just kind of let your mind relax. Give yourself a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, just allow any of those anxieties, stresses, worries, all that chatter that's going on, let it release. So with the exhale, release all that chatter, release all that stress, release the worries, and allow yourself to be here in this moment so that you can take in the information for you to access your truth. So go ahead and give yourself another nice deep breath. Excellent. And release that stress. Well done. So what I'd like you to do is bring your attention to the base of your spine, right at the bottom of your tailbone. And we're going to create a connection there that's going to go from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of the earth. The center of the earth basically works as a energy recycling center, where all the energies that come there get sorted out and sent back to whoever they originated from. So let's say you were releasing energy from your mother. That energy would then go back to her, which is an amazing gift for her. So as you release energy, you're really giving a gift to the person who you're releasing it from. So there's no worry about harming somebody by releasing that energy. So if you would, again, bring your attention to the base of your spine and just envision a connection. A lot of people use a waterfall, maybe tree roots. You can use, I've heard of people using a monkey's tail. I personally use like a vacuum hose. There's all types of visions, and whatever works for you is right. So don't worry about making it match someone else's. This is about finding your information, and whatever that grounding looks like, as long as it works, perfect. So go ahead and create that connection and put the intention that that grounding is as big around as your hips. So at least as big as your hips. So just like you sit right into it and then have that go all the way down to whatever you vision as the center of the earth. Now, I like to use a different visualization as I go through this. I make that connection for myself, but what I reference is a shower drain. And the reason I do this is a shower drain is one, something everyone's familiar with, but it's also effort-free. When you take a shower, you don't have to force the water down the drain. There's no effort whatsoever. You take care of your shower, you're washing up, you wash your hair, and the water just disappears. That's exactly what happens with the grounding cord. It takes no effort whatsoever, just like a shower drain. When you put the intent to release that energy, whatever it is that doesn't serve you, it just rolls right down the grounding, right down that shower drain to the center of the earth. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to figure out what it is. You simply create the drain and allow it to release. So let's go ahead and play with this a little bit. So again, have your vision of whatever that grounding, that shower drain looks like for you. And again, it can take any form that works for you. There's no right or wrong answer here, just your truth. So allow that to be in your mind's eye. And now, ask yourself, and take the first answer you get, ask yourself, what is an energy that you no longer wish to carry? Whatever comes up, if it says spoons, it's spoons. You don't have to understand it, just release it. If it says mom, if it says green, if it says peanut butter, it doesn't matter what the answer is. What matters is your awareness saying, this no longer serves me, and I'm ready to let it go, and release it down the shower drain. Release it down that grounding in whatever form you're using, and voila, you've just let go of energy that was no longer serving you. Excellent. Good job. Okay, so that's the first step. This is a tool that you can use anytime. I personally encourage everyone to go ahead and make sure that they're grounded at all times. Have that grounding connection. Have that shower drain available. So even as you're going through your day, anything comes up, I don't really like that. Bloop, Dawn. Right down the drain. It's available to you 24/7. And if you notice that maybe you're not feeling grounded, no problem. Go ahead and recreate it. It's anytime you put the intention there, it's immediately available to you. So that's our first tool in the toolbox. So it's the grounding, it's that shower drain to release the energies that no longer serve you. Let go of the goo. Just as if you had been out working in the garden, let's say, and you got all muddy. You just let go of that mud and it flows right down the drain. In this case, it's the energetic goo that you're letting go of. Excellent, good work. So there's another tool we're going to teach you here that's a way to release energy in a different manner. And what this is what we call a soap bubble. I'm sure you're all familiar with blowing bubbles when you're a little kid or even adult, and you have a little soapy water and you blow through the little ring and it makes the bubbles. And now they've got the really cool ones that make great big bubbles or lots and lots of bubbles, but you know what I'm talking about. So what you're going to do is, again, if you can have your eyes closed, I encourage you to do so. Go ahead and allow those eyes to be closed. Let your mind calm down if it's chattering away. And envision out in front of you a soap bubble. Doesn't matter what size, whatever feels right to you. Just notice a soap bubble out there in front of you, kind of floating, maybe a couple feet out in front, wherever you see it. And what we're going to do is use this soap bubble as a way to draw energy out of your space. So this is a technique. So for example, if you're really worried about a certain situation, let's say that you're just tired of, I'll use our mothers again as an example because they're such a strong influence in our lives typically. So let's say there's this energy from your mom. Let's say she always told you, you know, make sure and I don't know, wear clean underwear. And so you're like, I'm just tired of that. I'm really tired of feeling like I have to do what my mom said, whether it was wear clean underwear or polish your shoes or, you know, comb your hair, whatever it was. There's something that you say, I'm just tired of that programming, that energy that's in my space. I'm not being able to express myself because I feel like I have to comb my hair, and I don't want to comb my hair. So what you do when you have that awareness is you put a soap bubble out in front of you, and you allow the energy that you're no longer looking for. Let's say it's any energy that interferes with my full expression. And I allow that to go into the soap bubble. And the way this works is in that soap bubble, you put a magnet that's magnetized to the energy you are liking to release. So in this case, I would magnetize that magnet so that it draws out any energy that inhibits me from my full expression. And much like a traditional magnet that picks up metal, it doesn't really take any effort. If you put a magnet next to a paperclip, it picks it up. The paperclip can't really resist it because it's magnetized. This is exactly what the soap bubble does. It's magnetized to draw that energy out. So there's no question that you will be drawing this energy out into the soap bubble. So let's go ahead and practice that. So envision your soap bubble, and now envision a magnet that's in the soap bubble. And bring to mind for yourself whatever energy it is you want to magnetize the soap bubble to. So again, it can be anything at all. Anything at all that you feel doesn't resonate for you right now, and you're ready to release it. And remember, this is not resist it. Resisting is a very different thing. You're ready to release it. It just doesn't work for you anymore. It's not, I'm angry about this and I wish it would go away. That's resistance. But where you can just say, you know what? All those other ideas of how I express myself, they don't really work for me anymore. So again, put that intention, magnetize the magnet in your soap bubble to draw out whatever that energy is. And once you've magnetized it, just notice the energy drawing out. You may notice a color. You may notice the color of the bubble changing. You may just notice it looks like it's filling up. Whatever you notice, you're doing it right. Just trust that intuition. Trust that it's moving out. Now, when that bubble is filled up, or it looks like it's done drawing out energy, here's the fun part. And this is where we tie into our first tool, the grounding cord, that shower drain. So what you do now, you've got it complete, it's drawn out the energy you were looking to release, you pop it, just like you pop a soap bubble. So energetically, just poke it with your finger, let it explode, and all that energy just drops down like little fragments, dropping down, and goes down the shower drain. Goes right down. Again, no effort. You don't have to push the water down a shower drain. You don't have to push the energy you're releasing down the grounding cord. Really simple process. And the beauty of this is you can use as many bubbles as you'd like. Maybe you're wanting to get your family's energy out of your space, and there's 5 members. Make a bubble for each one. I want to remove the energy from my brother and my other brother and my sister and my mom and my dad. Make a bubble for each one, draw out the energy for each of them, and release that energy from your space. So it can be a lot of fun. It's more fun if you have some amusement about it. If you're really serious and this is a challenge, it's going to be a challenge. You're absolutely right. So let yourself have fun with this. Release it. If you need several bubbles to extract all the energy for a certain energy, no problem. You can have as many as you like. Put a handful of them out there. Put 100 of them out there. Doesn't really matter. It's a play space. So what you're doing is releasing that energy. And remember, as you release the energy, this is a gift to the person you're giving it back to, because you're letting them have their energy back. And it's also giving you a gift, because now your space is cleared up so that you can have more of your energy. So it's a win-win situation. No one is harmed by this. No one's insulted. Sometimes when you do this, you may get a phone call from somebody out of the blue. And you'll realize, wow, I just let go of their energy, and all of a sudden I haven't heard from them in 5 years, and they called me. That's an energetic awareness on their part. But it's not because they're harmed. It's simply because they're aware of, wow, I just got a bunch of energy back. So this is tool number two. See how nicely it ties in with tool number one. When you release those bubbles and you pop them, they go down the grounding cord. One feeds into the other. It's a fantastic system. So now we're ready for our third tool in our toolbox. Now, the beauty of this third tool is this is where you're filling back in all the spaces that you've cleared out by releasing energy in our first two tools. So as I mentioned, you're letting go of energy, and that's going back to whoever it came from. You don't even have to know. If it's just energy that inhibits your expression, that could have come from 1,000 different sources, and you don't have to name them. It's not an intellectual process. It's simply an intention. You let any of that energy go, and it goes back to all those folks who may have put that in there. So now it's time to fill back in with your energy, the energy you want right now, the energy that allows that expression, the energy that allows whatever freedom you're looking for, whatever space that was inhibited, that was restricted by the goo that was there before. Now you're filling in with your energy. This is your truth. This is your life force. This is what you've been looking for your entire life, but you couldn't get it in there because it was all gooed up. There wasn't space for it. So this is what I call an energetic water balloon. So what we're going to do, again, if your eyes have opened, go ahead and allow those to close again. Again, if you're not safe for you to close your eyes, just be with this. And when you have an opportunity, do this exercise with your eyes closed. It makes it more vivid, more real. So what you're going to do now with your eyes closed, bring your attention right above your head. So just floating over your head. And I want you to envision up there a water balloon. Now, this is an empty water balloon that you're about to fill up. So just like you'd see it if you were filling it up on the garden hose or the tap at home, there's this empty water balloon waiting to be filled in. This is what you're going to fill in with your energy. So what you do is simply ask the universe to fill that water balloon with your energy right now, the energy that resonates for you in present time. In this moment, what is your truth? And that's all it takes. You'll notice that balloon starts to fill up. It starts to get bigger and bigger. And another thing you can do is you can ask to bring your energy, any energy that's kind of hanging out in the past. You're kind of still thinking about something that happened last week, or, gosh, I wish I would have done that, or I wonder if that bothered somebody. Any of that energy, bring that into present time, right into that balloon. Let that start to fill up. More of your energy is coming back to you. Do the same thing for the future. Most all of us have energy out in the future trying to figure out, I wonder what's going to be going on next week. I think it's going to rain. Is it going to rain tomorrow? I don't know. I want to go to the baseball game. We've got all this energy out in the future. Bring that into present time. The reason you want it in present time is present time is the only place you can create from. You can't create from yesterday. You can't create from tomorrow. Can only create from right here and right now. So again, notice your water balloon. It's getting bigger. It's filling up. It's starting to stretch. It's starting to strain maybe. Maybe it's getting really full, almost to the point you think it might burst. Well, whenever that feels right to you, when it feels like that's filled up just the way I'd like it, you're going to take one more step. So now that water balloon's filled up, it feels really good. You can't wait to see that thing pop. Add in a gift for you. So what you're going to do is put in any quality you would like right now. Maybe you want more laughter. Maybe you want more money. Maybe you want more happiness, love. It doesn't matter. Whatever feels right to you. Again, trust that first instinct. If something pops into your head, you're like, I don't know why I want that, but I do. Boom. Just put it into that balloon. I like to envision the word, whatever it happens to be. If it's happiness, I envision the word happiness and I drop it right in the water balloon. So allow that to go into your water balloon, all filled up with your energy, all the energy you brought from the past, all the energy you brought from the future, and all the energy you brought in from the universe right here in present time. It's perfectly matched for you. Now we pop it. Just like you dropped a water balloon and somebody dropped one right on your head. Again, there's no effort. What happens when you drop a water balloon on your head? You get wet. There's no way to avoid it. Same thing. This energy drops and pops and boom, it starts coming in through the top of your head. Energetically, it comes down through every cell in your body, all the way down to the tips of your toes, all the way out to your fingertips, the front of your body, the back of your body. Every single cell is filling up. Just feel that energy. Feel it coming in. This is your truth. This is your power. It's filling you up. It's filling you up. And the beauty of this is when you're filled with your energy, the goo can't get in. You're full. There's no more room. No vacancy. So this is the biggest gift you can give yourself. Give yourself your truth. Give yourself your energy. It takes no effort, just intention. Put the intention, you're filling in with your energy. I do this all throughout my day. Anytime I'm feeling a little drained, a little off, I could use a little pick-me-up. Oh, another water balloon. Drop another, 50 of them. Just keep them coming. And the beauty is, as you fill up with that energy, let it overflow. Let it come right out your cells. They're all filled up. Let it surround you. We all have an energetic space around us, commonly called an aura. That energetic window, that energetic bubble that surrounds us, fill it up. So now you're not only filled with your energy, you're surrounded by it. You're totally empowered. Notice how that feels. Notice the sensations that are going on. This reminds you of what you want to be all the time. And if you feel like you're not there, easy. Another water balloon, please. Drop it in, exactly what you want. So notice this filling up. It's beautiful the way it just energizes you, the way it clears out your space. And now you've filled in with all your energy, all those little spaces that you cleared out when you were doing the first two tools, releasing energies that didn't serve you. You've just updated your energy. It's regular maintenance. Regular maintenance. That's what this is. So let yourself fill in as often as you'd like. And the great thing is, as you get more comfortable with this and you practice with this, you really don't even have to close your eyes. You don't have to do a lot of visualization. You simply go, water balloon, boom, done. And you've got another water balloon filling in. I just did it as I said it. That's how quickly and easily it is, because there's no limitations in energy, no time, no space. It's immediate. You intend it, and it's so. So allow that to come in. Notice what you feel for yourself. Now, if your eyes are still closed, go ahead and open those. Excellent. Kind of notice how your body feels. You may want to kind of move your arms around, your legs around, maybe even stand up. And you've just learned your extraction, goo extraction toolbox. It's that simple, folks. This is the basis of everything you will do to find your truth, to get rid of that goo, to live an exact, beautiful, dynamic, exciting, fulfilling life that you're looking for. That's all there is to it. You're going to use it throughout. One of the reasons we give this to you as you sign up for our show is we'll constantly reference this throughout our show. These are techniques that we use all the time, every day. Like I mentioned, I just gave myself a balloon right there while we were talking. So we'll reference that. These are basic elements that help you to find your freedom, to get exactly where you want to go, from where you are to where you've always thought you should be. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy these. Listen to them again and again. Practice with them. It's really simple. It's a kindergarten space. There's no right or wrong answer. You're simply practicing with this, and you'll know what works for you. And if your grounding cord looks like a tree trunk and somebody else's looks like a waterfall, perfect. That's because each of you have your own answers. Practice with these. Enjoy this. And thank you so much. I can't wait to have you as listeners on our show. And we'll be touching base real soon. This is Ken Bechtel with Finding You in the Goo Radio. Take care.